In the gubernatorial race, Montana slipped in total ad volume from number one in the country now to number four. MSU political scientist David Parker says one reason why Montana ranks so high in the volume of political ads airing right now is a lower cost.
So you get a lot more oomph. So you get a lot more purchasing power when you buy an ad here because it's just a lot cheaper than in North Carolina, Missouri, or in Indiana.
The state's just ahead of Montana.
I also know that this is one of the states that the Republicans think nationally they have the best chance of flipping a seat. So certainly I am not surprised at all that we are getting inundated with ads in the gubernatorial race.
Parker says incumbent Democrat Steve Bullock has largely been able to air mostly positive ads because outside groups are launching the negative ads against his Republican challenger, Greg Gianforte. The Bozeman businessmen and outside groups supporting him are mostly running contrast or negative ads against Bullock. The Wesleyan Media Project found ads in Montana's gubernatorial contest are the third most negative in the country at nearly 56% of the ads airing right now. Montana's U.S. House race, by contrast, has more positive ads, or ads that contrast the positions of each candidate.
Who's on air now and who has more ads on? And the answer is not what people would expect. The answer is Denise Juneau.
Montana ranks second, only behind Maine's 2nd congressional district, in the number of ads on TV.
Basically, the Democrats nationally putting more money into these races to try to take over the House. For the Democrats to take over the House, you're going to have to flip a seat like Montana. That's a likely Republican seat in a wave election. If this seat goes, there's a better chance and a very good chance the Democrats could pick up the House on Tuesday.
Juneau is challenging Republican incumbent Ryan Zinke, who's seeking a second term. Parker says in a geographically big state like Montana, where there's only one member in the U.S. House, it makes sense to use television ads to reach voters. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.